97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and it's not every day that I get someone who's not only won an Oscar or multiple Oscars or Golden Globes or multiple Golden Globes or Grammys or multiple Grammys, but one guy has gotten multiple, all three. Ladies and gentlemen, composer, producer extraordinaire Hans Zimmer. Hans, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How am I? I'm well. I'm over here in California, where it's obviously not as cold as where you are.
It's okay though. It's all right.
Is it okay? Great.
Yeah, because the East Coast girls are hip, and I really dig the styles they wear, so it's fine.
There you go.
So Hans, I have a feeling that your work is, I feel bad for you in the sense that your work is known everywhere, but not a lot of people know who Hans Zimmer is. Like everyone knows The Lion King, everyone knows The Da Vinci Code and The Dark Knight and Kung Fu Panda. That's all your stuff, but people don't know you.
Well, that's actually quite good that they don't know me. You know, I mean, they hustle you less that way. But you still get into the good restaurant. So, you know, what's wrong with that?
As long as you don't have to wait for a table, you're fine.
Yeah. apparently that's the rule to a good life, isn't it?
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Hans Zimmer. Now, Hans is with us today because you did the music for Sherlock Holmes, the Robert Downey Jr., Jude Law movie, and the soundtrack is out right now, and you can get it on iTunes. You can go get the CD and stuff. So that's what's going on there. Now, talk to me, school me a little bit, Hans, if you would. What's the difference between composing and scoring? Because you do both.
Composing is when you sit there and you write music, and scoring is when you go and go home with a girl, I think, afterwards.
Nice, nice. So you compose music and then you tap that. That's fantastic.
No, seriously, it's actually, you know, the words are interchangeable, you know. A score for a movie, I think it's just an old pretentious way of saying, you know, he managed to come up with a couple of tunes and slap them all over the movie.
Okay.
It's something like that. So, yes, I mean, I think in the case of Sherlock Holmes, I don't think we want to use any big fancy words with this, you know. I wrote a tune, you know, got myself my band together, and off we went and had a lot of fun on doing that movie.
Now, Hans, again, we're talking to Hans Zimmer. Sherlock Holmes, the soundtrack, is out right now, so go and pick that up. You've been doing this for decades, and you've won multiple awards, and you've been a part of some of the best movies ever made. How does the process work? Does the director or the executive producer come to you and say, hey, we have a movie, and do they shoot the movie and then show it to you, and then you come up with the music, or is it like as it's being filmed kind of a thing? How does the process kind of go?
It usually starts off, the director comes to me and says, hey, I've got the money, I'm going to go and shoot a movie. And, you know, we sit down and we talk about what sort of a movie is it going to be.
Is there a lunch involved? I would imagine there's a lunch where you don't have to wait for a table, right?
Actually, it's more a dinner because a lunch might, you know, that might take a little too long, and there usually is a little bit of drinking involved. Yes.
Hey, you know what, Hans? I hate to interrupt you. Am I wrong that the best business deals happen at a dinner where adult beverages are involved?
I think you're about 100% right there. In fact, I cannot remember ever working on a movie that I actually enjoyed working where it didn't involve some decent French wine.
Okay. All right, so it's French, for Hans Zimmer, it's French wine, not Jaeger bombs.
No. Mind you, we've done a few. Oh, True Romance. I think that one was very much written, you know, with stuff like that around.
All right, so Hans, the producer gets the money and says, hey, let's do dinner, and you guys talk about the movie. Then what?
Well, it's really not the producer, it's the director, you know.
Okay.
And as he's telling you the story, you're sort of thinking, you know, and what is the part he can't do? What's the bit he can't even think of? What's the bit he can't even imagine? And, you know, you try to come up with a tune, you try to come up with a style. I mean, on Sherlock Holmes, I mean, Guy Ritchie directed Sherlock Holmes. Guy doesn't scare easy, but there's always also a bit of fun about, you know, trying to do something unexpected and trying to do something bold and do something nobody's done before or to invent a sound nobody's heard. I mean, Dark Knight is very much, you know, I don't think anybody had ever expected us to do a movie like that and have a sound like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, everything, and that's the thing. I'm looking at these at the movies that you've been a part of over the years. You mentioned Dark Knight, you mentioned Sherlock Holmes, but you also were part of you know, the Madagascar series. You did the Simpsons movie. You did the Da Vinci Code. All the Pirates movies. And then, you know, way back in the day, you did Driving Miss Daisy, and Rain Man was your real big, yeah, you know, right. Welcome to composing and scoring kind
welcome
of a, you
to
know,
America for me. Yes, it was absolutely welcome to America for me. It was a good way of actually starting out in Hollywood. I mean, believe me.
Oh, absolutely. With a movie as critically acclaimed and as, you know, it's a classic now, and your music's all over again. We're talking to Hans Zimmer. Sherlock Holmes, the soundtrack, is in theaters now. Of course, the movie with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law, directed by Guy Ritchie. How does, and if I'm being too personal, tell me. I'm trying to figure out, like, the dynamics as far as, like, how the deal works. Do they come to you and say, okay, we can pay you X amount and give us, you know, compose something for us, or is it, or do you get like residuals on it too?
The money doesn't come into it at first. I mean, you really want, like, okay, take Sherlock Holmes. Guy phoned me up out of the blue. I never met him before, and he goes, "Look, I'm shooting this movie about Sherlock Holmes, and every time I go into my cutting room where they're editing the film, the guys have got the soundtrack to Dark Knight running." And he said, "Well, I like Dark Knight, but I don't want it for my movie. You know, why don't you come in and see if you can come up with something that sounds nothing like Dark Knight?" which was a good way of starting the conversation.
Sure.
And I actually went thinking I wouldn't like the movie, but he had me within about 20 seconds. I was the first person to ever see the movie. It was still pretty rough, but it was, you know, Downey does such an amazing performance. I mean, jaw-droppingly good performance.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and I really got on with Guy, and we started talking about the types of music we just liked. You know, we just started talking about, you know, what are we into? And we started talking about gypsy music. We started talking about Irish fiddle music. And we suddenly thought, you know, well, maybe we can do a movie score that sounds nothing like a movie score. So that's, you know, I basically cast, you know, it's like I cast the last bunch of actors. I cast basically all the musicians that I wanted to work with. You know, they were from all over the world.
Sure.
Off we went, you know.
So, again, we're talking to
craziness.
Hans Zimmer, Sherlock Holmes. The soundtrack is in theaters now. So does this mean when, like, Rain Man comes on TV, on TBS on a Sunday, do you get, like, a nickel?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. That's very...
Nice. Very nice.
Hans Zimmer, you've won Oscars, Golden Globes, and Grammys. I can't imagine what you've done with all of the awards at this point. You could probably fill three houses with all the awards you've won on this. So
not quite. I put them in cupboards and look at them. They have it.
Congratulations on your success. It's an honor to speak to you. Everyone, thank please you. Go out and get the Sherlock Holmes soundtrack. And thank you so much for the time, and thank you for the music, because you've been a part of some of my favorite movies ever, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Okay,
it's Hans Zimmer, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.